trying to get broader support within the state house, nullification is the way to go. I've had multiple people come up to me and express support for the nullification kick, but secession just isn't going to fly right now. Now, I mean, obviously, if things get a little hairier at the federal level, then yeah, things are going to change quick. But right now, I would suggest not going that route.
Okay, so do we need to, okay, so you want us to change the name of the panel then? You would feel more comfortable doing that, since you're going to be on the panel.
No, I don't care about me. I don't care about that or re-election or anything. But my point being is that we'd be able to get more potential reps to show up, because Jeremy already said he'll comp 20 reps, so that's pretty cool. And I said, oh, all right, just for the Sunday panel. He goes, no, for the whole thing. So I was like, all right. So, yeah, I think you could... Okay, this is the point I'm trying to get at. If I say, hey, everybody's invited to Liberty Forum, it'd be nice to then say, and on Sunday, the Nullification Caucus will be having a panel discussion on blah... You know what I mean? Instead of just saying, hey, there's this Liberty Forum thing, because then am I going to mention secession in an email? It's going to kind of turn off a lot of people.
All right, cool. All right, that's... Okay, cool. So we need to do that then. Okay, so does that... You're still okay with the same people being on the panel, though?
Yeah, that's fine. I'm still a little confused as to what the panel's going to be discussing. No one actually told me that, but, yeah.
Well, I mean, you can also look at the secession panel from last year, but I also kind of summarized the things that we could talk about in that email that I sent you guys last Friday and that I Snapchatted, or I sent the screenshot to you, just a few moments ago, or like about an hour ago.
Well, yeah, no, I saw that, but I mean, it's one thing to suggest things, and it's also another thing to get the people that are actually on the panel together for about 5 minutes and say, hey, this is where we're going to be headed, so everybody can kind of integrate their position with everybody else's to an extent to make it more seamless.
Correct, yeah. Yeah, is Alu available right now?
Hey, well, that can happen last minute. That's fine. But I'm just talking about the priority for me right now is getting the nullification panel wording changed on the Liberty Forum website so I can send out an email to all the state reps to see who wants to show up.
Okay, and
that's priority right now.
Oh, cool. Then that's what we'll do then, because that's what's needed for this caucus to be successful. Because, you know, if you saw what I just shared in the caucus chat, you know, I was my argument, like, Alu wanted me to grab a bunch of reps who support independence, and I thought, like, why don't we just take all these reps and turn it into, you know, a caucus, but let's just do a nullification caucus, so that way it'll be bigger, you know, meet the needs of Granite Staters today. So I will tell Mickey. Okay, so Mickey will be able to change that tonight. Oh, let me think, what did he say? He said, cool, I can't get to it until tonight at earliest. Anyway, I'll hold off till I hear confirmation, though. So I'm going to tell him right now that we're going to have it, you know, per the request of the state reps, you know, on the panel, that we're going to have it, call it a nullification panel instead. So that way we can get more reps who are interested in being a part of the caucus to come. Everybody else who's really excited about secession, well, they're, like, it's, you know, they're going to have to be patient. Like, you know, like... We're not close to winning a vote on secession right now. A nullification is a great way to, you know, promote state sovereignty.
Hey, I just want to make everybody aware I am recording.
Cool, thanks.
So, Penguin, you got anything?
I'm ready for Liberty Forum here coming up. I got a table. I'll be there. I'll bring camera just in case for the recording of the what is it, the speech, I guess, or the talks.
Yeah, so we're just talking about it. We're going to be rebranding the panel as the Nullification Panel.
Okay.
State reps to come. You know, it's where we are right now. So just trying to manage expectations.
Yeah, I've got no particular opinion on it.
Cool, thanks, Chris.
I mean, it's all an effort to move in the right direction, whether or not, you know, no matter what you call it.
Cool, awesome. That's okay, good. We appreciate that, because I know that you've been at this for a while. So
one of the critical things I'm worried about is the audio recording of the event. Is this just going to be like you with a microphone or whatever, video camera, 15 feet away or something, or is there actual real audio?
I don't know.
I got the impression from Mickey there's going to be a professional recording completely independent of Chris showing up with his videography.
Okay, well, the thing is, audio is the most critical factor.
Yep.
And then video can always be, you know, like how we do at the State House, we use their audio but use our video. So, just saying, the audio is the critical thing. So, if that's already set up, then.
Okay. Yeah, I'm unaware. I'm unsure what is and isn't happening, but I'll be there with the camera and, you know, whatever. I don't know. Yeah, I don't know. I don't know all the details about that, so.
Okay. So, Chris, what I wanted to talk to you about, because we have shirts, too, that we would want to sell. So, you're selling yours for, you know, $20. With Fiat, it's $30. So, I want to show you, because what's it called? Russell ordered a bunch of shirts for the pack, and I was thinking about pricing, and I want to. I think I want to show these to you and get. I don't think these should be as expensive as what you're selling, just because I'm going to show you what they look like right now. We're going to put the camera on. Okay, allow. There we go. Okay. So, here we go. Here's the front. You guys can see? It's a white t-shirt with the NIPAC logo on the left breast. And then on the back of it, there's a customizable text. And this particular one from the last order that Russell did, it says Nexit-War. I'm not sure what he was going about with it, but, you know, that's fine. And then the ones that we're going to have on next weekend are, it's going to be either, these could be in white or black, and they'll be, you know, in a variety of sizes, small, medium, large, you know, that sort of thing. And, you know, the customization for those ones will include things like life, liberty, and the pursuit of sovereign power, or, you know, something's got to break, you know, those two slogans. So what I was thinking, you know, these shirts are, I think, what, $12 each to order. You know, you're kind of setting the benchmark for neck shirts. I was thinking maybe, do you think that $20, would you guys pay? Would you guys, wait, where did my video go? You guys still see me?
I can hear you.
No, I killed it.
Can't see you.
I killed it only because you were moving around and stuff and it was making me nauseous. But that's
sorry.
That's fine.
All right.
You're like shaking.
So, what do you guys think for the price point for these shirts? Because we haven't really vended anything in mass before. A lot of the shirts that we ordered last time, we just gave to state reps who we endorsed, and that was a great thing to do. I'm thinking, you know, being that the other Nexit shirt is at $30 or $20, I'm thinking just selling these at $20, no matter what, is good. What do you guys think?
Yeah, I generally would just recommend doubling your price roughly. So, like, in our case, we're doing, like, I think they're costing us, like, $11 a pop, maybe, a little less, so...
Okay, so okay, I see what you're saying. You know, we spend $12 per shirt. We should price them at $24.
Something like that, yeah.
Okay, well, I guess, you know, we got to find out what works and what doesn't. Now, would you guys pay $24 for this?
I'd definitely pay $20 for it.
You definitely pay $20.
I'd definitely pay $20 for it. What about you, Jason? Like I said, I like the idea of offering it in crypto for 20 and then doing 25 or 30 or something like that if you pay with 30 fiat, but that's me.
We don't have a crypto bank, though, yet.
Understood.
Okay. So you think you know you'd pay 20. Jason, what do you think?
I don't know. It's hard to say. I mean, so your cost is 12. Is that what you're telling me?
Yeah.
And that's with shipping and everything?
Russell ordered 25, and then we also have a tablecloth as well.
I'd pay 25 actually. So if you that's honestly that's what I would say is like roughly what the shirts are going for, 20-25.
Yeah, but it also comes down to a matter of, are you trying to get the word out, or are you trying to make money? Like, realistically, I don't know. I don't know what the financial structure is of the whole, you know, NH pack, or however you say it. But
because you know, we're obviously want to use it as an opportunity to raise money, and we, you know, want to promote that the pack is around. So, like, but if nobody buys the shirt, nobody buys the shirt. It's like we're using money from our budget to, you know, to get shirts. You know, we also use money from our budget to donate to candidates as well.
I kind of see it as a fundraising opportunity. And
right, that's correct.
Yeah, so the promotion, I mean, you're getting promotion from it, but you're also getting an opportunity to fundraise. So, okay. That's my thought on it. And you know what I've done with other shirts, I've sold them initially and then later given them away. So it's kind of a weird tactic, but if you end up having bought too many shirts, it actually kind of makes a lot of sense, because you're still going to get some benefit from it, but at the same time, it covers itself at that point, because you've sold them at a markup, at least initially. Right.
You know, I want because, you know, because if we lose money on it, then it's no good. But if but people don't have to buy shirts to get them to donate monthly to the pack also. Or how about this? This just came into my mind. You sign up to be a monthly donor at, you know, $5 a month, you get a shirt.
That's a great idea.
Or how about we do some kind of contest or something? Maybe, I don't know. Give a shirt away for whatever. The best slogan for NH pack or
so.
I have a feeling.
What if we gave them the option? You get a shirt either by buying the shirt for 20, or you become a monthly donor.
That's a good idea. I think that's a great idea. And I think you might have trouble selling this particular shirt, just because it's a logo on a shirt, as opposed to, I don't know, what's the slogan? There's a slogan on the back of it.
Shirts, the way that Russell has it set up, the way they're from Gearbubble, they're custom. You know, you can order one yourself with customized text on it.
So, what's the customized text on it that's gonna have at the event?
It's either gonna be "Life, Liberty, and the Pursuit of Sovereign Power," or "Something's Got to Break."
Those are good. Those are good. That makes the shirt. I feel like that would make the shirt worth something more, because it makes people like. I don't know. It's sending. It's like a powerful message you want to wear. You know what I mean?
It's aggressive, yeah.
Yeah.
Well, let's get back to more immediate concerns here.
All right. Cool. Yep. That's fine.
So, we have to get everybody that's going to be on the panel. It doesn't have to be a talk, but let's just get some kind of communication going and figure out time. Like, how much time are each going to get to talk and blah, 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 just to get all that worked out, because I don't think that should be the morning of kind of figuring it out.
So then that could be something that we do on Saturday.
I can't guarantee I'm going to be there all 3 days.
Okay.
I actually bought a ticket, so I'm going to try to at least get one of the meals I paid for. But at the same time, I mean, that's a lot of time to be, so I don't know.
So we need to reach out to everybody. I should have tried to get everybody here today at this time. There's not an ounce of my time that is wasted, which is great. I have a very full schedule. It's great.
Hey, when's the panel going to be exactly?
2:30 next Sunday.
It's going to be on Sunday?
Yeah.
Okay. Do you know what the time is for it?
90 minutes.
No. At what time the panel is going to be?
2:30 next Sunday.
All right, 2:30 on Sunday. Okay.
Yep.
So, all right, let's talk about something else I've been thinking about. Can we find someone that'd be willing to just make a bunch of, like, Ian was talking about it last week, or prior week, I forget now. But I think we need to start working on, like, 30-second clips of the nullification concept in itself to like, you know, the Texas guys are doing that all day, yes. Every day. So I'm just thinking, do we have the personnel to pull that off, or, like, what are our capabilities right now? What are we doing besides making T-shirts?
Okay, so, I mean, I haven't started with the media aspect of that, of this yet. I mean, I still have to, you know, I still want to clip down the, our testimony from HCR6, and, you know, kind of clip that down and make it into a little short video, because right now we just have the raw footage. So, you know, that's something I got to do. I know personally, nullification. Well, if we're gonna do nullification style videos and how it's supposed to work, you know, it would actually not be appropriate for FNHI to do that. If they were independence themed and talk about what an independent New Hampshire would be like, that would be fine. But that's too, of course, you know.
Are you sure? I mean, nullification is saying that the feds don't have the ability to enforce X, Y, and Z.
Okay, that's fine. Then, you know, cause that's the kind of stuff that the foundation, it would be better for the foundation to do, because that's simply information.
Okay, I don't know where the lines are drawn, how that all gets worked out, but I was just thinking that, I don't, just by the mood, I think it's time to kind of press a little more with, I don't know. I just worry that we get too caught up in a lot of the clickbait stuff, you know, like the whole taxation is theft stuff, which is fine, but it's not really conveying any information, you know?
Yes. Yeah, I know what you mean.
No.
Good then?
I think so. I'm just sorry if I don't have any more
that's fine.
For what you want to do with all this right now, because right now I'm also thinking about supporting a few candidates in spring elections as well at the local level, and getting the right information to them about how we can get the UN out of our towns and stuff. And like someone called me today about that. So that's like a whole separate campaign as well.
The only problem is, man, there's a lot of local elections. What would your focus be? Just wherever, anywhere somebody's interested? Like,
yeah. So I didn't realize that I could help support spring candidates until like 3 weeks ago, because I was just wondering about it. Like, like, I don't have to file again with the state until May. What can we spend money in the meantime? Like, am I only restricted to, the election year elections? You know what I'm saying? And, you know, I talk with the Secretary of State, and, you know, they're like, hey, yeah, you can do that. You can support local and municipal elections. I'm like, this is really cool. So, you know, there's a few free staters who we're going to send unitemized donations to who are running for, you know, local office. And the reason why is because they don't want to publicly, you know, get associated with independence right now at the local level, but we also want to practice doing it. The people that we know, you know, they're good guys, and you know, we want to send them. so that way they have the money to win, because one person's even running for planning board, which is great because it's with the planning boards that you can help out with the town. You know, this is like a brand new thing I just realized that we can do. So it's like, you know, it's a great way for us to not wait for state elections to start thinking about independence, because we need to not just fight for independence from the Federalists in Washington, D.C., but also internationalists in New York City. So it's a great way for more people to get involved sooner.
I got you. And you're talking about spring, as in the town meetings and stuff,
yeah,
right?
Like one person who will want to help out, his election is March 14th. So there's that. So we have two different. So what's nice about the PAC is I think I've honed in on two separate campaigns that Free Staters and, you know, Patriots can both work on. We got the Nullification Caucus in the House, and now we got this international NGO campaign at the local level. So, you know, this is kind of cool. As well, in addition to, you know, at the state level, the Nullification Caucus.
Got it. Why do we have two penguins?
Oh, my internet connection just got lost, and I reconnected.
Oh, okay. Alright, yeah, that all sounds good. I just worry about you getting overextended, but, I mean, if you want to, the more you want to put on your plate, that's cool, I guess.
Now that we know the scope and scale of what we can do, because it's like, yeah, like, we can support people in elections, but how can we make that serve a bigger purpose? Like, that's a good thing, and it feels like a lot right now, but it's been a slow start since I started the PAC. Like, it's because I'm still like learning the whole schedule of the House as we go, you know. So this is where we are, and we're only going to get more clarity as we go forward.
You were asking if this was Ridley on the phone. That, yeah, I'm here, but I was AFK, sort of. I did have something to add. Can you guys hear me?
Yep. Yes.
Okay. For me, I could be wrong, but my instinct is that anything that's off mission is probably going to be spreading ourselves too thin. So both nullification and worrying about Agenda 21 UN at the local level, stuff like that. I mean, it's great stuff, not even part of it, but we're just too small, I think, to do that and independence. No one really cares that much about this other stuff. Doesn't even get headlines.
Well, some people do. So,
yeah, and like I said, I could be wrong. I was wrong about the using the constitutional amendment. I think, looking back, that was a good idea. But
yeah, we definitely wouldn't be here. We definitely wouldn't be here today with what we're doing if we didn't have that CACR last year.
Yeah. Yeah, I was in favor of an HCR or something along those lines, but I think I was wrong. I think the amendment is the way to go. And I could be wrong about this too, but it's my instinct. It's just it feels kind of like going off fishing, and it feels like dilution or something that just actually wouldn't catch much attention. Nullification has been going on a long time.
Yeah.
And it's had various successes, and it's to continue. But that's not what I'm on this call for.
Yeah, but I look at it a little differently. Nullification and secession, they're really one and the same, as in you're seceding from having federal control over X, Y, and Z. You know what I mean? Like, to each their own, but
and specifically, nullification is enforcing the Constitution. It is, you can only nullify
there can only, you know, you can way to declare war is by an act of Congress. So when we prevent the, you know, the federal government from using our National Guard without a declaration of war, we are acting within our own state sovereignty to enforce the Constitution. It, you know, it kind of, you know, it kind of serves both purposes. Like, if you want to secede, you have to have control over your own military, which is the National Guard.
Good point. Yeah. It's just more of a piecemeal approach.
Yes.
In a sense, you could say that nullification is for passing laws, and independence is for getting attention. So they're, you know, apples and oranges are two sides of the same coin.
Well,
depending on how you look at it.
Keep in mind, 29% of the state supports independence, and it didn't used to be that way, and it's probably going to increase. But for where we are right now, you know, we got to meet the needs of Granite Staters now. Like, I think, you know, I definitely think nullification caucus is a great way for us to exercise sovereign power as a state. Like, you know, it's, you know, a standard not asserted is not a standard, and a nullification caucus is us asserting our right to say no. It's, we are an individual, and this is a relationship that we're in, and we can, you know, we have boundaries. We want to be treated with respect, but in order for mutual respect to be in place, you have to have self-respect first. And nullification, and knowing that we as a state can nullify things, whether it's cannabis, you know, lobster regulations, defend the guard, we have that power to do that.
Well, let me add real quick, Dave. Also, we have more support from outside of the state for nullification efforts than we do for secession efforts. So we can rely on, I mean, just a few things offhand, 10th Amendment Center and all that kind of stuff.
Yeah.
But those are resources that we don't have to produce ourselves. And I think from a secession point of view, really the best state to do so would be Texas. Just from a natural resources point of view, I know Alou would argue with this, but I'm just saying is, I don't know if we should be in the forefront of that. I don't think the mood is right. I'm telling you, I think the nullification angle is the way to go right now.
I kind of want to beat them, but we got to take into consideration, you know, what our neighbors, you know, feel comfortable doing. You know, again, only 29% of the state supports secession right now, which means that we're not ready to secede right now. You know, we gotta maintain quality of life and, you know, and liberty in the state. And secession can't be something that, you know, I say, oh, let's be Texas, but, you know, it has to be at the right time. And, you know, we gotta, you know, won't be seceding without the express consent of Granite State mothers and Granite State fathers. You know, that's who we gotta be keep in mind.
Yeah, two things to keep in mind. And again, I could be wrong, but my instinct is telling me, number one, independence is the advantage of independence drive over, nullification stuff, tends to be that you're striking at the roots rather than hacking at the branches. And the other thing to keep in mind is if we're playing the nullification game, that can work, I guess, but it's like playing whack-a-mole.
Hold on, I got a question for you, Jason. Let me think here. I gotta bring up a map. I just want to see how far you are away from me.
Well, let me address Dave's concern.
Yep.
It is whack-a-mole, but not in the sense. Okay. So, have you heard about the Second Amendment Protection Act, SAPA?
No.
So,
well, I mean, I may have heard of it, but not by that name.
Okay. Well, SAPA, it's going to be introduced in New Hampshire as well. I think it's, whatever, it's going forward here soon. But the point being is, it says that any state-level, whatever, agent that enforces federal firearm laws is held civilly liable. Is it civilly liable? But not just that. What the most important part about it is, they are prevented from working for any subdivision of the state there on out. And Missouri has done it, and who's on the 10th Amendment Center, where in response, some federal somebody had said that now it's basically impossible for them to enforce federal firearm laws in Missouri because of this law. So I think it's kind of a game of you slowly but steadily reduce the ability for the powers that ought not be from being able to, you know, exercise their will within your state. You know what I mean? It is secession, but not in the sense of you're putting up a different flag. It's secession as in, leave me alone, and now you have more ability, and people start realizing the liberty and freedom that they truly have. I think that's the key thing.
Okay.
I don't know if that makes any sense, but...
Yeah, and with enough of that sort of thing can lead to soft secession, which is good. Another thought that I had is, I don't know, what is the t-shirt supposed to say again?
The NIPAC shirts were either, Russell hasn't gotten back to me about what the customization actually is. The suggestions that I gave him were like life, liberty, and the pursuit of sovereign power, and something's got to break, which was the first thing I said to Alu when I volunteered to like, why do you... You know, why do you, like, want to do this pack? Why are you supporting independence? I'm like, something's got to break. So.
Yeah, my concern with shirts, it tends to be, like, for instance, that the it's not you, it's me shirt. No one knows what that means unless they're already political or already interested in this sort of thing. There's so many shirts that are vague.
Yep.
But I guess my main concern is your shirt should have your URL on it. It should be obviously about independence. Obviously about independence.
Yep. So we'll see what the free market thinks. Again, the back is customizable, and we can always make something else. Someone can always order something and write what they want on it. You know, we'll just see what it's next weekend. We'll see what happens.
Or you could just use a service where you put up a million different designs, and people simply order the one they want. So you never actually have inventory. They just order from that, and then that's good to go. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So you really don't even need to worry about what slogan will sell. People just buy the ones they want.
Maybe I'll sit down with Russell and talk about model that we're using right now. Because right now, it's like anybody can order them from this website, Gearbubble, but the pack doesn't get money. You know, we order them, and we have to resell them in order to make money off them. So... it's a little bit of a minute thing, so we'll see what happens with this.
All right. Well, either way, I think somebody, either you, Lou, or I don't know, one of us or somebody should do some kind of promo for Liberty Forum, some kind of 30-second to 1-minute video, and just try to kick it out everywhere. For our panel, I'm saying specifically, but, you know.
Well, we do have the little clip from our HCR sessions, so maybe we could use that as, like, a little sneak preview.
Okay.
Yeah, that's, like, otherwise I would have no idea what to do for filming or, I just don't. For what I know, for my skill set with video editing and producing, it's like, that's probably would be the best thing to do for right now with what's available with the time that I have.
Yeah, I don't know. Instinctually, I would say go with comedy. Just be like two people walking along and be like, you know what, I don't want the federal government involved in my life or something. I don't know. Something to that effect I think would probably be easier to kind of get out and about. But if you want to just clip the committee testimony together, that makes sense.
Really, again, I should apologize if I'm being a little bit of a negative Nancy, but it's probably important to go forward with these things, at least knowing what the objections are. Another thought is, have you guys seen the? I guess there's a documentary on the NBC affiliate, and Boston produced a documentary on the New Hampshire independence movement. Partly, roughly two episodes were dedicated to NH exit stuff.
Yeah, I watched it. It was good.
You talking about the boss, NBC Boston?
Hey,
I have a documentarian here at my house, so that's why I'm pretty late here tonight. I just wrapped up an interview.
Cool. Hey, so just so you know, we were talking about the request of state reps serving on the panel next Sunday. We'll be relabeling the panel, you know, a nullification panel.
By the way, I have not heard back. I asked Mickey your question about the state reps that just wanted to watch, and I have not gotten an answer.
Yep, so...
I took care of it yesterday. Jeremy's going to comp 20 reps for the whole Liberty Forum.
Okay, good. Yeah, they should do that just to get you guys there and talking to people.
Yeah, and that's why we'll be, like, rebranding the event on the website as the nullification panel. We're keeping everybody who's already on the panel the same as before. But we're just changing the overall theme to bring the focus to, you know, what's actually happening in New Hampshire right now.
Well, thanks all of you for what you're doing, whether I think it's the perfect thing or not. Thanks for doing stuff.
Hey, yeah, this has been a good experience. This has been quite the adventure. It's been fun. Very meaningful. Very meaningful.
Are we able to use some of that NBC footage and clip it together for like a promo for Sunday, or is that copyright infringement and stuff?
You could argue it's fair use, probably. I don't think you're gonna have any problems with that.
You know what? The producer is on Twitter. You know, I just send her a little message over Twitter, or, you know, to see what she has to say. What's her name, Shira Stahl?
I don't think that she's got the ability to authorize that, though.
Well,
that's going
to
be up.
She might have the knowledge to know what we can do or can't do.
That's true.
Well, when I used to work at a TV station, they would say no. Political candidate wanted to use some piece of footage for a political ad of some kind, they'd say no. The one time one candidate used it anyway without asking first, and it wound up being a scandal in the nightly news.
Well, that sounds like it would be beneficial to us.
Yeah, unlike that candidate, we would benefit from being a scandal. But I suspect that in this station, if you ask, would say no, and they probably have cocked your ass.
Well, if I'm going to jump off here soon, but if you can just get me an idea of when we could all get the panelists together. Matt,
yes,
that'd be helpful.
Yes, sir, I will do that.
And then the website change, and I will send that email out to everybody when you give me a heads up, but I know Jeremy wanted a little bit of notice on what reps would be attending, so the sooner the better, so I can get a list of people and then give it to him.
Okay. All right, sweet. Okay. Mickey will be able to make that change tonight on the website.
Oh, look who showed up.
Sorry, I keep forgetting and doing so much. I'm too busy to keep forgetting about it.
Awesome. Thanks for making it, Alan.
What did I miss?
All right, so big thing.
A lot.
So we decided for the sake of the nullification caucus and the success of the caucus in the House, we will be rebranding the panel next Sunday from a secession panel to a nullification panel. Everybody who's on the panel already will still be on the panel.
Have we had more discussion on the vote? I would much rather independence or secession or peaceful separation or national divorce than nullification.
So what is the goal of this panel?
To raise awareness and increase support and update everyone about the independence movement in New Hampshire.
just talking, I mean, I know a few reps that they can't do secession. I don't care. I'm not worried about re-election, but you have several that have, you know, expressed concern about going to a secession thing. I just think nullification would be smoother.
I agree, but if a state rep is afraid to even be associated with a panel talking about independence, then I would say, you know, maybe they could have a bit more balls. I'm not asking them to for billions to see.
I'm the independence guy, but even I can sort of see Jason's point here. You'll get a bigger conference or a bigger panel and bigger event if it's a nullification event. We've already had secession panels that are not going to make any news anyway. Yeah. So if you can get a bigger event by going with nullification, I mean, why not? It might not be our event or something I'm involved with, but Jason sings, so he might as well just do what he feels like.
I think if independence panel can still be talking about nullification, it's just the concept of independence, nullification, it's a step in those things. It's like saying that a prosperity panel is fine talking about, you know, working harder and making more money and paying less taxes. I think they're both similar. If everyone else on the panel thinks nullification is better, then I guess I'll go with it.
I'm going off of...
Here's an idea.
Yeah.
Go ahead.
Well, I'm just going off people that have actually physically come up to me in the State House. Like, for instance, the head of the House Republican Alliance. She wants me or somebody involved to talk to the their group, right? They give out the pink sheet for voting. But she would like somebody to talk about nullification and thinks that it's been, you know, disparaged and it's misunderstood. So those are the kind of people that I could say, hey, we have this nullification panel going on Sunday, blah, blah, blah. They'd be more open to such a thing. Now, I understand you're saying that the secession thing has more bang for the buck, but at the same time, I wonder who is it really attracting, though? Do you know what I'm saying? The people who actually put the votes on who are pressing a button have a little bit more say, in a sense. Now, if this is just for fundraising and stuff, that's cool. I get it. I just don't know what the purpose is. That's what I was trying to get at. Is this for fundraising more so, or is this actually to create an alliance? Or, you know what I'm saying? Like, that's the thing. What is the goal here?
Yeah, that's a good question.
What if an objective were to have a debate about whether nullification is more worth putting your energy into than independence?
That would be interesting. I would say that from an organizer's perspective, and I'm not organizing this event, but I have organized events, that a event like this is to showcase the Liberty community here in New Hampshire. Now, ultimately, the Liberty Forum is not an event for us as much as it is an event for people who are trying to come here and visit New Hampshire and who maybe never been here before, and they want to get a feel for what this whole movement is like. And I agree with Alu that we want to put our most principled foot forward, but I'm not organizing the panel, so it's not up to me.
Exactly. People all over the world, thousands, millions of libertarians around the world and around the United States will see this. Are they going to see a nullification caucus talking about, you know, something that Missouri did, quite frankly, a lot better than we already did, a gun nullification bill? Or will they see New Hampshire is the beacon of independence and liberty with the most principled, courageous liberty legislators in the world? And that's where I want to be, and I'm moving there next year because New Hampshire's awesome.
Exactly.
We have already done panels. We've already done panels like that, and Jason, I've seen is that we have a very small number of state reps to work with in the independence movement right now. So having an event that draws 20 state reps would actually probably be of more value than a secession discussion that hardly anyone sees anyway.
If 50 reps came and will attend the actual panel, I am fine calling the nullification.
Well, the problem is this. I've been asking about getting tickets comped, and I haven't been able to get a straight answer. It's not anybody's fault here. I just haven't been able to get an answer on it. So, I mean, we're kind of looking at inviting people to something that's less than a week away. So I'm really not too hopeful on getting massive attendance.
Yeah.
Well, first of all, you can't get 50 people. You can't get 50 people on a panel. You can have a handful of them.
No, to attend.
Four, five.
No one's going to be on the panel. We already have the panel. It's like five of us already.
Right.
Jason, you're talking about attending, right? The audience?
Yeah, you just said 50 people. I was assuming we meant attending. But yeah, either way, yeah.
this. You know, if a rep wants to attend the Liberty Forum, that's great. But again, this is an event for people who are thinking about moving here. I mean, that if reps are at this event, that's awesome, because then the people that are moving here can meet those reps. And I think Matt said earlier that he already talked, or somebody already talked to the organizers, and they did say they would comp tickets for state reps. But I'm sorry, I don't remember who it was that said that about 15 minutes ago.
Well, I did. I talked to Jeremy yesterday at the hockey game.
Oh, okay.
Good.
Well, that sounds good.
So the other option is just literally renaming it to the Nullification and Independence and Nullification Caucus panel.
Is there any such caucus? I've never heard of such a caucus. Nullification and Independence?
No, the panel. Calling it the Nullification and Independence panel.
Now, you know what? Just leave it to session if you want. Whatever. Matt, are you still on here? Who is on the actual panel? Does anybody know? I know I had an email somewhere, but I forget.
Me, Matt Saborin, Matt Santanastasso, Jason Gerhard, and my dad, probably.
And Steve Villay.
And Stephen Villiers.
Yeah.
That sounds like a secession panel to me.
Sounds crowded. So how long is that going to last?
90 minutes.
It was well attended last year, by the way. A very, very well attended panel.
Yep. And I want to do Q&A for as long as possible, by the way. If we can do Q&A for a half hour, hour, that's best. Because everyone's heard my spiel. It's a game to Miller. It's a pitch everyone's heard.
Right.
But if we can do Q&A for a long time, that would be great.
All right, fine. Then I'll send out the email now and just say that you know what? I know how we can do this. If the Nullification Caucus was to have a meeting there, even if it's just whatever, but then that way it kind of covers both bases. Maybe make it Sunday as well, right after the secession.
Yeah. Who are the reps? What exactly are they saying? They're saying they would attend, but if it's called a secession panel, they won't attend because we're too crazy?
Yeah, I mean, you got to understand, man. These, not everybody is... It's tricky, man. It's tricky with the way that people think it's being portrayed. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm. Well, tell them to come and ask me their questions. I want to hear everyone in the world's concerns, especially.
Oh, it has nothing to do with them. It has nothing to do with them.
What do you mean?
In private, they're down with it, but in public, they're not. You understand?
So you think they're going to get stoned when they go back to their district if they attended a panel about Nullification and Independence?
It's possible. No, I mean, I don't know what the issue is. I'm just telling you what I've heard. Okay, it's not just making it up. I'm just letting you know. So, but I think maybe a compromise would be that afterwards, at some point, the Nullification Caucus was to have a meeting or some, I don't know, somehow tie it in, just so we can get that in there in the email.
Awesome.
Yeah, I think that, you know, that state reps are going to, a lot of them are just going to be wanting to go to this event, period, regardless of whether or not there's a nullification or secession or whatever. I mean, this is just a place where they can meet libertarian activists and people who are going to come here. I mean, that. The event on its own, I think, is attractive, especially if you can get a free attendance for the whole weekend.
Good point.
Okay, so what do I tell Mickey then?
My vote is I'm fine keeping it. I'm fine calling it the Independence and Nullification panel. I'm fine with you know, pretty much anything.
I say keep it as is. That's what's been advertised. That's what it should be. That's been on
the
schedule.
Part of the second panel?
I think so. I got it right here. Hang on. Sunday at 2 o'clock. 2:30. Secession panel. The last panel in the the Camelot Court on Sunday. So if that's what it's been advertised as, I think it should stay as is.
Yeah, I think people in the attendance. Being in attendance for any kind of lecture does not 100% mean you endorse everything said in that lecture. That's what I don't understand from what these state reps are telling Jason. The state reps sound like they, I don't know, maybe there's a miscommunication. I'm not sure what they understand to be the issue.
It sounds to me like Jason is just hearing what we heard you know, behind the scenes with some of these state reps when CACR 32 was going on. I was like, oh, well, I like secession, but my constituents, I'm just worried, I'm scared, I'm worried. And it's like, well, that's politicians for you. They're scared little creatures. So that's all it is. Just send them an invite to Liberty for them. If we can get them free tickets, then that's enough reason for them to show up. Don't even mention secession panel. Like, here's an event. Here's a link to what's happening. You know, do you want to come to this event where 500 people will be and do some networking? Then they should come. It would be great to have more state reps there.
Aside from that, I want everyone here to tell everyone, if they have any questions, if they think they can stump me or the rest of the panel, if they have any real questions or whatever, I want to hear the toughest questions in the world. So I'm here.
Yeah,
I don't want people to think I'm hiding.
Yeah, that's all right. That makes sense.
All right, so Jason, so you're okay with it as it is then?
Yeah, I never had a problem with it.
Okay,
all right. Just more, I'm just looking at the idea of making the tent a little bit bigger.
Yep,
and I think once people get inside the tent, then we could be like, hey, guess what? Maybe, you know, we got to do this a little different. You know, that's my position.
All right, so I'll tell Mickey then to leave it.
All right, sounds good.
Okay.
Something else, when you talk to Mickey, I sent him that logo from the front page of NHI PAC's website, and he's supposed to be putting that up on the website, so you may just want to give him a gentle prod and remind him, like, oh, hey, I didn't see the banner up on the site, because you got to get that up there.
The Liberty Forum site doesn't have the NHI PAC logo, is what you're saying?
Not yet.
It does not, and it should, because I paid the extra $100 to upgrade the table, so that logo should be added before the event starts.
Oh, shit.
Ideally, it should be added this week.
Mickey will be able to make adjustments tonight.
Okay, cool.
Good. Thanks for doing that, you.
Yeah, no problem. I thought it was weird that they had two separate categories of vendors. They had like vendor for $300, which didn't give you any kind of banner or VIP, and then another $100, you upgrade to the VIP tickets and you get the banner. So it's like, well, might as well.
Is it they're gonna make banners for your table or something?
No. I meant on the website.
Oh,
on the website. By the way, there's a documentarian here in town. He's doing some Bitcoin documentary, and pretty cool guy. He's going to be coming to Liberty Forum, and I talked to him a little bit about independence for New Hampshire during the interview, so you might get to meet him.
Good.
Okay, hey, guys. So, I think, is Crystal here?
Yeah.
Yes, he is. Okay, cool. Yeah, so earlier, I might as well just throw this by you guys. Earlier, we were talking off pricing for the PAC shirts. And we were thinking about, okay, so we got our, where's our video? Let's go. All right. NYPAC t-shirts, customization on the back, $20 for the shirt, or you get a shirt if you become a monthly donor for $5 a month.
I like it. Don't I have that shirt already? I feel like I already have one of those.
I think you do, yeah.
Okay, good. So they're not brand new. Okay, good, good. Yeah, definitely. Very a lot of shirts, every size, to the thing. Yep. And if your table's not close to mine, I'll take some over on my table if you want.
All right, sweet. Yeah. Okay, cool. Everyone thinks that's a good price point. You know, they're either white shirts or they're black, and the customization on the back of them this weekend, it's going to be either, you know, life, liberty, and the pursuit of sovereign power, or something's got to break.
Nice, I like it.
It's going to be one or the other. I don't know what Russell picked. I'm looking to be surprised. But, you know, I was talking with Chris. Is like, yeah, I'd pay $20 for a shirt. That's good. You know, I just, you know, I really think that the Nexit, it's not you, it's me shirts are really cool. You know, I think those are great. You know, their price points are at 20 for with crypto, 30 at fiat. You know, obviously, what we want to sell all of our shirts. You know, I just don't know. We want to be, you know, I guess, a competitive market. We want people to buy.
it's your call, they're your shirts, but I would say the odds, I feel like, are pretty slim. Someone's going to take advantage of that. Most people are pretty honest, but you probably are going to have some people just through maybe not their own intentions, but sometimes people sign up for a thing and then it gets canceled or whatever. I'm not saying that somebody would take advantage, but...
Okay, yeah, I see what you're saying. Well, I guess, you know, the only way to find out is to try. You know, it's that's true. So
that's true.
Yeah, I think most would do it. I think that's a great idea. $20 is fair. It's on the lower side of fair, I think. The two things I would say is, if it's a double-sided shirt, definitely $20 is cheap, and it's going to be awesome. And I would say you should price it in goldbacks like I do with my...
That's right, yes.
Yeah.
Okay, so,
definitely.
Okay, awesome. Great question. Okay, so if a shirt is $20... What is that in goldbacks?
Five
goldbacks. All right, perfect.
It's your baby, but it sounds really vague to me. Most people wouldn't know what you're talking about. I like US out of NH followed by a URL.
Got it. Yeah, I understand. This is for what we've prepared, what Russell came up with for shirts. Like, this is what we have for right now. If you want to create a better shirt, that's more exciting. Yeah, that's something that we can re-attack later. You know, the merchandise is not the most important function of the pack, so...
How are we doing with monthly donors? And are we pimping monthly donors 24-7? Because we got to be attracting new donors, always.
Yeah. Right now, monthly donors are me, you, Ian, Milo Marate, and I think that's it. We have a nice bank account, but it's gonna grow. Like, that's, you know, we want to, Ian and Bonnie will be manning the table, so we want to get a lot of donors set up for the pack this weekend, this coming weekend.
Good. And the website is easy to do it.
Yes, and also, like, last month I did a URL. I forgot what the process is called. I changed it so that way you can just go directly to the URL by going to knifehack.org/donate, which is good, because before you have to actually share the link, which was, wasn't clean. So the website looks a lot better than what it used to look like.
Good.
Okay, and it's testing and it's working?
What, the website? Yeah.
Yeah, the donations tested,
yes,
and working.
Yes,
no, to make sure it's all good.
Yeah,
I can probably have a laptop there, and we can just use that. If somebody doesn't want to go on their phone and do it on their own, we can just sign them right up.
Having the laptop with the page open, that would be great.
And for the anarchists who only want to pay in crypto, tell them they can send crypto to one of us. I guess not Ian. They can send crypto to me or someone else, and we'll donate to the pack for them. So if they only have crypto or something, or Goldex.
Yeah, it's definitely a good idea.
Okay.
Any other big issues?
I did hear back from Matt Santostasso this week regarding the airplane idea, and at first he had thought maybe he couldn't do it, then he thought maybe he could, and now it doesn't sound like he can do it, as far as like from a there's like certain things that you got to have experience, and we could buy the equipment, but there's just certain reasons why he's not comfortable with it. But he found a guy, or he already knew a guy, and we haven't talked to this other guy yet, but it's, there's still a very good possibility we can find a guy who's willing to do it for cheap, to tow some sort of an independence banner. So ultimately, we've got to figure out, one of the things I want to figure out is what kind of new URL that none of us have registered yet, and isn't like almost identical to one of our current sites, can we utilize to put on this banner, so it's got its own special URL, that way we can make sure it's actually working and we'll know who's using it. So that's one of the things I want to work on.
Oh yeah,
somebody out there already owns NH Secession, .com and like secede NH, like the variants on that. There's this one guy that's got that pointing to his web hosting company. So I wonder if that's somebody we know.
Hey, Ian, you should keep it short. Try and keep it short.
Yeah, yeah. And I understand that. But you can actually put a lot of characters on an airplane banner. But yeah, obviously shorter is better.
Well, even if there's a lot of characters, don't have it in the domain name part of it, because you want people to remember it.
Yeah. Yeah, that's why I was debating whether or not to use the words, the bad word of secession, because we haven't really been using that yet, but it would be unique. And I don't know. I'm kind of multiple minds on whether or not to use that word. Like, we're not fooling anyone. Yeah, divorce DC. Yeah, that could be done. I wonder if that one's been taken. Probably has.
Yeah, if it's available, that's not bad.
The other thing is, like, a lot of people, I still don't know how many people understand that there is anything else besides .com. Like, all of us know that .io or .info or .whatever TLDs are actual websites, but I think there's still a lot of like average people who just don't recognize those as web URLs. So I kind of want to stay in the realm of .com, which means the number of the potential options are highly limited, because a lot of those have been taken.
Well, I have a question, because this weekend will come and go pretty fast. What's our next thing we're looking forward to?
Fest.
Yeah, nothing before that.
Spring elections. Pretty much the next big thing. I mean, other than just following through with legislation and, you know, contacting reps and things like that, and oh my gosh. Oh.
Alright, I'm kind of wondering if it's worthwhile trying to create some kind of coalition or something with some of these more progressive Democrats. The ones like that voted against the drug war, for instance. I don't know if we can try to get them over.
Yeah. Yeah, I was really happy to see 35 Democrats voting to end the entire war on drugs, as well as sadly, only 35 Republicans. A lot of the Liberty reps really dropped the ball on that one. Shameful.
That's very unfortunate.
How do you guys feel about hyphens in domain names?
Not big on them.
Probably avoidable. What's the domain name? You got, if you have something in mind, it might. I mean, well, maybe you shouldn't say it.
Well, like secede-nh.com is available, but secedenh.com is not. Mm. So hyphens can make things more available. It also makes it more readable. Like, you can see at a glance where the, you know, the definition between the words is, but whether if somebody sees secede-nh.com, are they going to type in secede-nh and forget the hyphen, or will they?
I mean, most people are probably going to end up searching for it with a search engine, so it probably won't even, they probably won't even be entering the domain name directly into the URL bar, because I don't know, I'm trying to think, is it even, I think everything gets searched by default now, at least with like Chrome and a bunch of browsers, right?
Well, not if it's a domain name that you enter. It won't go into a search.
Okay. I guess I'm not that conscientious of the what it's doing. I have
anything
an address bar that I enable.
Anything you type into a browser that it registers as a domain is not going to be put into a search. It's just going to go to that domain.
Yeah.
Okay.
I don't know. Holland Cook has recommended hyphenated domain names for years, and I just am just wondering how people felt about them.
It's not Sapa, I'm not super opposed to it. I think you're right. From a banner far away, make it easier to read, especially if it's all capital. I think hyphen could be useful, especially if that gives us a good name that we couldn't get otherwise.
Yeah, it definitely would do that.
I wouldn't write it off.
All right, cool. So then the question is, do we want to use the words scene? Or should it be one of the NH exit variants? Because I think Secede's real honest, and we're not fooling anyone. You know, in all the conversations about national divorce out there, you know, the opposition goes right to the word secession. So should we still be tiptoeing around this?
I think we should embrace it.
Is it okay to just... You think what? Say again?
Embrace it. Embrace it. That's what I said.
Sure.
I don't know. Sorry, yes. I'm not sure that it's in our favor to use that choice of words. It just brings up civil war, and then we get associated with, you know. I mean, sure, the enemy is going to do it, but use that word, but we don't necessarily have to.
Sorry, I missed that comment. I had to take care of something here. Can you
say
that one more time, Chris?
I like the word independence, and I've been using the word independence, and I think it's a better choice of word, because even if the enemy is basically using, you know, secession, it's not people think, when they think that, they think civil war, and they think, you know, racism, and it's just, I don't think, I just because they're using it doesn't mean we have to do it.
Well,
right, but it's not giving people the imagery we want them to have. So I don't think it's going to be beneficial to use. I think it's going to be more detrimental than beneficial.
What's going to get more people to type a URL in on their mobile phone when they see it in the sky?
NH exit is definitely going to be easier to say and write and spell and everything.
Yeah, can that be NH exit or NH dash exit?
Yeah, I do NH dash exit before I did anything. See, is that available? NH exit is available. Yeah, go for NH-exit.com. That's what I would do.
But we'd also have another message on the banner, right?
We could.
Because it's still not 100% clear what NH exit is. But if we
say,
do you like being controlled by DC politicians? NHExit.com.
What about divorce DC? Yeah, divorce DC and then colon NHExit.com, if that'll fit.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that'd be short.
Yeah, I think that gets the message real clear.
DC? DC.
Yeah, I'm liking all that. Good stuff, guys. And even if they don't put the hyphen in, if I register NH hyphen exit, then it'll still go to Russell's site, so we wouldn't lose them.
Yeah. Related books, especially those written by New Hampshire people, because there are a lot.
Yep.
And apparently this guy Travis Corcoran, who I don't think I've ever met, he's a state rep and wrote a few books about liberty or independence or something.
I think he's a sci-fi writer or something like that.
I mean, the titles of his books seem to be Staking a Claim, Causes of Separation. I don't know. The Powers of the Earth, I mean, I don't know if they're fiction or not, but I don't know how there's like a free state or a liberty independence rep who I haven't even met yet. That's incredible. But he's going to be on the Liberty panel for authors at Liberty Forum.
I just sent out the email to all the reps inviting them for free, so see what
happens. Thank you, good man. So yeah, if everyone here would buy and review the books on Amazon of me and all the other stuff, it would be hugely appreciated. Jason Gerhard, didn't you write a short booklet a long time ago? Called The Revolution Solution or something?
It's on it's just on the website. My website.
What's your website?
Go Hard with Gerhard. It's catchy.
It is. So, how big is it, and has it been printed out? Because I linked it on my site, but I don't know what it is.
It's basically my, I don't want to say manifesto, but it's exactly what I'm doing right now. The 3 points that I ran on, or the 3 points I mentioned in the essay. So it's actually, if you want to know where I'm going with everything, it's in there. But it would probably look updated. Say again?
Is there a physical version yet?
No, I mean, it's a PDF. I had printed, but no, not professionally, no.
What the F, dude? Talk to me, and I'll help you get it up on Amazon.
I don't even know if that's really worth the effort. I wrote it in 2017 while I was still in jail, man.
Let's talk after this, dude.
All right, I'll have my agent contact your agent.
How about I have my foot contact someone's... Oh, this is being recorded, so I can't threaten you.
Rippy's friend. So, are we good then, guys?
I'm pretty good.
All right.
Yeah.
I'm good here.
So, if there's anything that you need me to know, just send me a message some way, shape, or form. And I will hopefully get in touch with Matt, and we'll figure out what we're going to talk about on Sunday.
Yes, that's correct. Yes.
And are we all, like, wearing suits or something at least somewhat decent?
I'll be wearing a suit, like always.
Yeah, I'm always wearing suits. I'll wear something decent. I'll wear a jacket. My dad will probably dress decent. Stephen Villiers, I have no idea, but we can mention it to him. We'll all be dressed up all right, decent. Jason, do whatever you want, but...
No, I got my Salvation Army suits, $12.50 each. Hey, I meant to tell you, are we going to have some kind of thing where we could do headshots in front of some kind of NHI pack background or something to that effect?
Well, we are getting a banner for the table, so we could, we could try and see if that can get held up by something. Maybe two people can hold on the ends and then take a photo. We could try that.
Let's all get headshots and have the Liberty Forum background, the FSB Liberty Forum. Let's get headshots there, and let's all get headshots with like a white background, because any simple background, especially white, I can easily take away the background. Joe could do a lot more, but I can take away the background using Canva Pro. But yeah, like, great idea, because I only have like one headshot. I would like a new one. We should all get new headshots to make sure we all have good ones. All
right. Yeah, I just have mug shots, so I gotta get something else.
And that'll work.
One last thing, guys. So back in the day, not that I'm actually ever taking responsibility for it, but that sticker situation in Manchester, the anti-COVID stickers and all that were put up, that I still have that printer, and anybody with even half a brain could find a way to make stickers with, or it's a label machine, so you can make stuff for our purposes. I wonder if anybody has interest in doing that, because then we could just print out our own stickers. They're basically free. So, just an idea. I don't have the technical know-how or the time right now. I'm burnt up right now. But the printer is literally just sitting here looking at me, doing nothing. I got a whole bunch of sticker material. So
well,
let's
definitely make a million NHMs of stickers. The question is, the reason I don't have a ton of the stickers is I don't have a good place to put them. That is, like, a place I could do it legally. So, but look, definitely make a million stickers. You don't just give them out. Let's give them out to the kids at the table at Liberty Farm.
Well, somebody has to actually spend the time and design it. That's the thing.
NH exit. Just type it. Take 1 second.
Yeah, you don't want it corny. I mean, I don't know. I'm just wondering if we have anybody with that kind of background, because I bet within 5 minutes they could figure it out, and it would probably be the most cost-effective way to get the message out.
Yeah, there are some funny memes, too. Yeah, we can do that. We already have some memes, probably.
Yeah, that's a good idea. I bet, worst comes to worst, we could probably hire Joa or something to crank out some graphics.
Let me know.
I guess the question is, what kind of specs? It's got to be a black and white, right? Or can you do like grayscale?
I think they're black and white. The thermal printers.
I don't even know what that means.
So what happens is, this is interesting, and you probably should know this. Like, when you get receipts from the store, the reason they fade away after 3 years is because the paper actually contains the ink,
and it's simply a spark that heats it up and activates it. So it's the same concept. It's there's no actual ink. It's simply heating up the paper to make the item appear that you want to appear.
Interesting.
Yeah, so it's black and white then in that case. So just for the graphics sakes, that's you just got to keep it simple.
Very. Think logo, not graphics.
Alright, if everyone's good, I'll pop off. Thank you so much, guys. You guys are the freaking best.
Yep, see everybody.
Yeah, see everybody this weekend, and see you tonight, Jason, Penguin.
Will do. See you in a bit. Bye.
Take care, guys.